Venezuela is also going to be a tricky one for the next president. U.S. relations with the oil-rich country are not good, and we get almost daily reports now about the collapse of Venezuela's economy. People there can't get basic necessities like food, diapers, and even toilet paper. But some relatives in the U.S. are trying to help their families back home. My WGBH colleague Philip Martin has a story of a man we see every day here at the station.
I often pass the security guards here at WGBH, and we stop and talk for a few minutes. That's the way it was with one of the guards here. I knew his name was Luis, but I did not know his story. But one night recently, he told it to me.
My full name is Luis Alfredo Valera Mendoza.
He's from Caracas, Venezuela.
The whole country is starving. These things are happening right now.
In Venezuela, there are severe shortages of food. Supermarket shelves are bare. Even though the country is rich in oil, people can't get the essentials. Luis Alfredo Valera Mendoza says he feels helpless to help the people who need him most, his two brothers, particularly his oldest brother, Gilberto.
My brother is diabetic, and at this point, the main medicine that he needs, the most important, is the insulin.
But in Caracas, insulin and other essential medicines can't be found. An estimated 80% of medication for chronic diseases have disappeared from pharmacies. The most critical shortages, according to NGOs, are contraceptives, anti-seizure and high blood pressure medications, anti-burn ointments, and insulin. Luis's brother's diabetes is made even worse by irregular meals that cause his blood sugar levels to spike.
My brother came to visit me this last Christmas, and he was already running out of insulin.
Gilberto might have been able to get insulin while he was here in Boston, but he does everything by the book, Luis says. And he did not have a prescription from a U.S. doctor. At the end of his visit here, Gilberto flew back to Venezuela without getting a supply of his medication.
So when he went back home and I found out that he cannot even get the doses anymore, then that's when I got scared. Like, I talked to him last Sunday, and it broke my heart. It broke my heart because I'm trying to meet with him next Christmas. And he told me he doesn't think he's going to make it.
So Luis has arranged for friends living on the border with Colombia to buy insulin for Gilberto.
I've been trying to get insulin from the brother of a friend of mine that he lives in San Cristobal. The only way is through his brother. They send somebody across the border with Colombia, and they buy the medicine there now, and I'm hoping my brother will get it. He might get it, he might not, but I'm taking the chance because it's my brother's life.
Luis says Gilberto may not get the medicine because there are a lot of desperate people in Venezuela these days, and it could get stolen on the 16-hour drive from the border to Caracas.
Well, of course it is dangerous, but a lot of people cross the border. So, yeah, there's always a danger.
The danger extends to Caracas, which ranks as one of the most violent cities in the world. Its high crime disproportionately affects the poor and middle class. Wealthy areas can hire private security guards like Luis. He sees the irony.
Obviously, there must be some kind of security before you go across these areas, which in regular people like my family, we don't have the luxury to hire armed security forces in Caracas, only the wealthy people.
But Luis doesn't dwell on the chaotic politics of Venezuela. His main concern is his brother's health and the health of his country.
Every day that I eat, I thank God, but I also think about my brothers. And I'm sure they are going through a lot of hell. The world needs to know what's going on. This is what's happening right now.
And with that, Luis continues his nighttime guard duties, checking doors and windows, turning off lights. For the World, Philip Martin, Boston.
You're listening to The World.